again, we learn here in a Braisa. Tanu Rabban and our sages taught us in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, Uvas ish kohen, and the daughter of a man who's a kohen, ki sechel laznos, if she begins to be disloyal and to do znut, to do immorality, es havia hi mechalela, she's desecrating her father, vayis tish sarev, she shall be burnt by fire. Yachol afilu chilulas ha-shabbos, maybe this word is ki sechel, when she will desecrate. Maybe even if she desecrates Shabbos, she gets the punishment of being burned. Talmud Lomar Liznos. That's why the verse continues and says, Ki Seichel, but it's a Seichel of Liznos. Bechilulin Shebiznos Akasel Medaber. The verse is referring to a desecration through immorality. Yachol Afilu Pnuya. Maybe even a daughter of a Kohen who's not married at all, who sleeps with a man, should be burned. No, Namar Kanavia. It says, Uvasi Esavia Himachalela. She desecrates her father. But Namar Lahalan, it says, in regards to Abbas Yisrael, who's Narama Orasa, who's 12, and she is in a Yerusa, she's betrothed. Esavia. So Malahalan's Nusim Zika Saval, just like over there, it's referring to an immorality when there is a bond to a husband. Afkan's Nusim Zika Saval. So to here, it's referring to an immorality when there's a bond to a husband. So now the Gemara says, now the Braisa continues and says, maybe I don't need that. Maybe when it says, Esavia Yimachaleles, it really means that she's having immorality with her husband, with her father. And other, if she'd have immorality with other people, there wouldn't be the punishment of burning. Answers the Gemara, Kishu Omer Himachaleles. Once it says she Esavia Himachaleles, she's desecrating her father. Haikal Adam Amr. That means that to say not that the father is desecrating her, but she's desecrating him. In other words, it's because of immorality with another person. Hamani Makayim Avia, so again, so it must be that immorality with people, in fact, with others, does in fact prohibit her. So why does it mention her father? Again, Namarkan, not to say that it's immorality with her father, but it's for the Gzeira Shava. Namarkan Avia, it says here father. Namarkan Avia, it says later father. Malahalan's Nusim Zikas Abal, just like over there. It refers to immorality when there is a bond to a husband. Afkan's Nusim Zika Sabal. So to hear, it's immorality when there is a bond with a husband. So now the Gemara asks, Malahala Nara Vihi Arusa. We're three lines before the end on Minamid Beis. Imalahala Nara Vihi Arusa. Afkan Nara Vihi Arusa. So if you're going to say that we compare and we derive daughter of a Kohen from the Yisraelis, so maybe it's only when she's 12 and she is betrothed. So Nara Vihi Nesua. Let's say she's 12, but she's more than betrothed. She has Nesuan already. Bogeres, or she's more than 12. She's 13, 14, Vihi Arusa, and she's betrothed. Or Bogeres Vihi Nesua. She's 13, 14, and already fully married. How do we know that she still has the status of a bas kohen who's masana? Afilu iskina minayin. How do we know even if she gets older? Tamalom, that's what the verse says. Uvas kohen, a daughter of a kohen, the extra vav. Uvas kohen, that means when we call makom, to say any type of bas kohen has the status of desecrating her father, and she gets burned for the marital infidelity. All right, now beginning today's daf, the very bottom of Nun Amud Beis. Bas Kohen, the Torah says, a daughter of a Kohen. Ein li ela shenisas l'kohen. I would have thought the Braisa continues to say that it means she's married to a Kohen. Nisas l'levi l'yisrael. Let's say she's married to a Levi, to a Yisrael. Now here there's a mistake in the text. It says l'oved kochavim, to one who worships idols. But there is no marriage to one who worships idols. So that must mean really a Kuti, a Samaritan. The Samaritans were people brought to Israel after the exile of the 10 tribes. They converted to Judaism because of danger and threat. And the conversion was, you know, kacha kacha, not so great. They didn't fully observe everything. So Samaritans, there you can have a marriage. So if she's married to a Samaritan, a Kuti, or a Lechalal, to a person whose father is a Kohen, but he's no longer a Kohen because his father married a divorced woman. Or mamzer, or married to an illegitimate person. Or a nasin, to a member of the Givonim, those people who had converted in the days of Yoshua, and David HaMelech made a rabbinic law that you can't marry them. So how do we know if she's married to any of these people? She's also a Bas Kohen, Talmud Loma. That's what, again, it says, Uvas Ish Kohen. And the daughter of a man who's a Kohen. In fact, it says the daughter of a man who's a Kohen, as long as her father was a Kohen, Afal Pish Eina Kohenet. Even though she currently is not married to someone who's a Kohen, she still has this status. Then the Brisa continues. The verse says, Es Aviyah Hi Mechalelas. Her father, she is desecrating. That means the focus is on her. He Bisreifa. She's the one who gets burned. And even though normally when somebody does a sin, whatever the punishment goes to both the person and the partner with the person. So let's say a man were to sleep with an animal, chas v'shalom. So they both get stoned. But here, the burning is only on her, but not on her, the man who has intercourse with her. Ve'in ba'ala b'sreifa. The man who had intercourse with her, he doesn't get burned. He gets a different punishment. He gets choked. And similarly, the fact that it says Esaviahimechaleles, Ein Zomemea Bisrefa. If witnesses come and testify that she did it, and then other witnesses come and testify that those witnesses are lying because at the time that they saw what they saw, they were with us, the Zomemim would not get burning, even though that's what they were trying to impart on her. Normally we say Vasisim lo do to them, Kasher Zamam Lasos Lachiv, that they were planning to do to their brother. But here not, there's a special verse of he. She gets this punishment, but not the other people involved.
What is that? Wait, the daughter of Kohen cannot marry a mamzer, cannot marry a, what is that?
Gibbon no one's allowed to marry a mamzer.
Only a mamzer.
Correct? Or a ger.
Even if she was married to a thing, and she does such a thing, they do the same thing to her.
What's the punishment of the false witnesses?
I think they get choked to death.
Oh, so they still get the
they get a punishment, but not this penalty. They get the penalty he would have gotten. I'm sorry, no. If she was betrothed, he would get stoned. If she was nesua, then he would get choked. What was the question? The Gemara is going to discuss that. But now the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, continuing in this Brisa, Rabbi Elazar says, the verse says, Esavia imachaleles, the daughter of the Kohen is desecrating her father. So he says a strange thing, Esavia with her father, Bisrefa. Then she gets burned. Eschamia, and with her father-in-law, Beskila. Then there is stoning. So we'll have to see what that means. With her father burning, with her father-in-law stoning. All right, that's the Brisa. Now the Gemara is going to spend the daf trying to go through the pieces of the Brisa. Amar Mar, we just learned. Let's start at the beginning of the Brisa. The verse says, Uvas Kohen ki sechel is nos, the daughter of a Kohen, when she will begin to be immoral, or she will desecrate in being immoral. Yachal afilu chilla Shabbos. Maybe even if she violates Shabbos, she gets the punishment of burning. Well, I said, 1 second. Why would we want to give her burning? She already has the more severe punishment. Chilla Shabbos baskilahi. For violating Shabbos, she deserves to get stoned. So Amar Rava, Rava said, this price, money Rabbi Shimoni. This price is following the view of Rabbi Shimon. To Amar Srefa Chamura, who says that being burned is a worse punishment than being stoned. So therefore, I would think that she gets burned for Chilul Shabbos. Now, why would I think that her Chilul Shabbos is punished more severely than anyone else's Chilul Shabbos? After all, everybody has to keep Shabbos. So my answer is, Salkadat, Chamina would have thought to say, Hoil va'achmir buhu rachmana b'kohani, since Hashem is very strict with the Kohanim, the Rabbi buhu mitzvos, you say, because he gave them a lot of extra mitzvos. They have to eat truma, they have to eat karbanos. So maybe because they have added mitzvos, everything they do is on a higher level. So the violation of Shabbos of a Kohen is a worse violation than for a regular person. So therefore, tidum b'sreifa. And if a bas kohen violates Shabbos, he should get the worst possible punishment, which according to Reb Shimon is burning. Kamashmalan, that's why the pasuk continues to say liznos, that it's only liznos and not chilul Shabbos. So now the Gemara asks, I don't understand, why would the daughter of a kohen get sreifa for violating Shabbos? A male kohen doesn't get an added punishment for violating Shabbos. Maishlamin Edi Day. Why should she be stricter than the males? Well, the whole reason why a kohen should be stricter is because a kohen has more mitzvos. The males are the ones who have the more mitzvos, and they don't get burned for violating Shabbos. They're like everybody else who gets stoned for violating Shabbos. So the Gemara says the following idea. Sa'akadat Chamina would have thought to say, Ihu the man di shtari le Shabbos l'gabi avodahi. Men, they are allowed to violate Shabbos when they have to bring a carbon, when they have to slaughter, when they have to carry the blood. They're allowed to violate Shabbos in the process of bringing a carbon. So since they are allowed to violate Shabbos in the process of bringing a carbon, the Torah also doesn't treat them so harshly when they violate Shabbos. They're like any other Jew who violates Shabbos. But the women, he came with Luis Daria Shabbos Lagabda, since she never has the permission of violating Shabbos, because she can't bring karbanos, she doesn't do the service in the Beis HaMikdash. But on the other hand, she's a kohenes, and kohanim have higher holiness. So emotidum b'sreifa. So maybe because she's a kohenes, she has higher holiness, and therefore she should get sreifa for violating Shabbos. That's what we would have thought. That's what the Braisa continued to say. So we're talking about violation through snos.
The kohen gadol was allowed only. The rest of the kohen.
No, every kohen, the carbon tamid was brought by lots of kohanim.
But just the ones that are on the watch.
Okay, but kohan, any kohen can end up bringing
Shabbos. That burning is worse.
No, this brisa is following Rabbi Shimon. Okay, then continuing in the brisa. The brisa then said, Yachal afilu pnuya. I would have thought that maybe even a kohen's daughter who is single, who sleeps around, gets burned. That's why the pasuk had to say, it says here avia, it says later avia. So just like in regards to Nara Morasa, where it says avia, it's a girl who's somewhat married. Here too, it's a girl who's somewhat married. So Gemara says, I don't understand. Why would you think it's pnuya? Haliznos ksiv. But it says ki sechel liznos. When she will begin to be involved in znus, when a single girl sleeps with a man that's not defined as znus. So Gemara says, well, maybe it is. Kidir Rabbi Lazar, this price is also following the view of Rabbi Lazar. The Amar who said, Panuya Bala Panuya, if a single man has relations with a single woman, Shalalashim Lishus, not trying to create marriage, just to sleep around, that is considered Znus, Asa Zona, the woman now has the title of Zona, and she's prohibited to marry a Kohen. Then the Brisa continues and says, maybe you don't need this Gzeira Shava. Oh, ain't Omer Avia. Maybe when it says that's to say that the intercourse between the daughter of the Kohen is between her and her father. But if other people have intercourse with her, she doesn't get this severe penalty. So what's going on? That the verse is only referring to a case where she has nus with her father? Ask the Gemara. Then my iria bas Kohen. Why would the pasuk say, oh, she's a daughter of a Kohen, she's treated harshly, she gets burned. Afilu bas Yisrael nami. Any girl, even a Yisraelis who has znus with her father, gets the punishment of being burned. So Amar Rava, because Rava said, Amar li Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi said, even though the Torah doesn't say explicitly what the punishment is for a man who sleeps with his daughter, but there's a gzeira shava. Asya Haina Haina. One Gzeira Shava, the word Haina, the word Haina teaches me that it's prohibited for a father to sleep with his daughter. And then Asya Zima Zima. Then there's another Gzeira Shava, the word Zima, and the word Zima to teach me that a father who sleeps with his daughter gets burning. So of course they get burning. The Gemara says, no, it's Tzicha, would have thought like this. Sakadata Chamina would have thought to say, Kra, the whole point of the Pasuk by saying that a Bas Kohen who sleeps with her father gets burning is Lafukim Midirava. Is to say that Rava's point is wrong. Rava doesn't have an explicit pasuk saying that a regular father who sleeps with his daughter gets burning. It's based on a gzeira shava. So what if look, this pasuk is saying that the gzeira shava is wrong. Midagali Rahman Bas Kohen. The Torah is saying a daughter of a Kohen who sleeps with her father gets burned. to say that a daughter of a Kohen, because of the added sanctity of a Kohen, if she sleeps with her father, she gets burned, to imply, v'lo b'vas Yisrael, to say that a regular daughter, a regular Yisraelis, who sleeps with a Kohen, who sleeps with her father, does not get burned. So that's what I would have thought. So that's what the pasuk is coming to say. That's why the Gemara says, the Brisa continues to say, Kamashman, they know you can't say that. Since it says, Himachaleles, she's desecrating him, not that he's desecrating her. That implies that it's with any man, not just with her father. And therefore, Aviyah Aviyah is not to say that she's only going to get burned if she has relations with her father, but Aviyah Aviyah is coming to say that just like in regards to Nara Ma'orasa, there's some element of marriage here too. There's an element of marriage, and a Pnuya, a single girl who's a Bas Kohen, does not get burned for sleeping around. Okay. Kamash Malan, that's why we said Himachalelis. Okay, then the Brisa continued and said, Bas Kohen, that was the beginning of today's daf. The Torah says, a Bas Kohen ki seichel is nos, when she begins and, you know, empties her holiness through znus. So Bas Kohen, I would have thought, Ainli Ella Shanisis Lekohen, I would think that she has to be married to a Kohen for to have this terrible punishment for znus. Nisis Lelevi Yisrael, let's say she's married to a Levi, or to a Yisrael, or to a Kuti. The text against us, Ovid Kochav, but that's a mistake. Or a Chalal, or a Nasin, or a Mamzer. Minayin, how do we know that all of those women married to these men, also if they sleep around, they get burned? Tamaloma, that's what the Pasuk says. Bas Ish Kohen, the daughter of a man who's a Kohen. Could have just said Bas Kohen. Why did it say the extra word Ish Kohen? To say that's the only thing that matters, that her father's the Kohen. And even though she's no longer a Kohen, Afal Pishena Kohenes, even though she's no longer a Kohen. So now we have the question that was raised. What do you mean she's no longer a Kohen? Mishun de'insevaluhu lahanu lav bas Kohen. If a daughter of a Kohen is married to a mamzer, is she not a Kohen? She's still a Kohen. What do you mean she's not a Kohen? And furthermore, midi Kohenes l'Kohen k'siv. Where did the Torah say that she has to be a Kohenes married to a Kohen? The Gemara explains like this. I would have thought to say, since the verse says, Ki Seichel is nos, the daughter of a Kohen who desecrates her status through her znus. Amar Achmana, that's what Hashem says. So I think, Hani Mili, so what is it referring to? Heicha Dukam Mischala Hashta, where she was able to eat Truma, but now that she had this affair with this man, she's desecrating her status, and she can't eat truma. Now, Aval Habat, all these women, a woman married to a mamzer, a woman married to a nasin, a woman married to a kuti, a woman married to a chalal, a woman married to a Yisrael or to a Levi, came into kamischal of a kaima meikara. Her marriage already made her unable to eat truma. So she lost some of her holiness through her marriage. So then I would think she doesn't have this law that she gets burned for the infidelity. How do we know that she loses holiness through the marriage? As we've learned elsewhere, Bas Kohen, the Torah says, a daughter of a Kohen, ki siyel ish zar, once she will be with a foreign man, then she can't eat the truma sakadashim, she can't eat the truma of Kohanim, truma or karbanos.
From her father, right?
Once she's with a foreign man. So Kevan Shenivla L'Pasala, that teaches you that if a Kohen, a daughter of a Kohen, has relations with someone who is not allowed to her, it could be with a mamzer, or any of these other situations, pasla, she can no longer eat truma.
If she marries somebody else, she can have truma from the father anyway.
Correct, that's the next line. And lelevi l'Yisrael nami. If a daughter of a Kohen marries a Levite or an Israelite, so when she's married, she also can't eat truma. As the Torah says, that if her husband dies, v'shava el beis avia kinu urev, her husband dies without leaving her any children, she can go back to her father's home like she was when she was a teenager and eat truma. Michlal implying the chisa gabe, that when she's with the non-kohen, lo achla, she can't eat truma. So since the Torah says, so these are women who have already lost some of their status. Once she's married to any of these men, she's already lost some of these status. Where the Torah says, Bas Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, Bas Ish Kohen, ki sechel is nos. When the znus, when the immorality is the mechil, is that which is taking away the holiness. I would think that it doesn't apply to these women. That's what I would have thought. It doesn't apply. There is no law of being burned with a woman who already lost some of her status. So that's again why the Brisa says that no, that we learn from the fact that it says Ubas Ish Kohen, the fact that there's the extra word Ish, that as long as her father's a Kohen, she has this status, even though she currently is missing in her status of Kahuna.
Rabbi, how much time was between guilt and execution? Like the next day? Right away.
We tried to do it immediately. Yeah.
So, Rabbi, she's married to someone she knows a person, like a mamzer, and then she commits
adultery.
Still deemed adultery?
Correct. Because there is kiddushin, as we learned in Maseches Yevamos, that the only type of prohibition that doesn't even create marriage, doesn't allow even for the creation of marriage, is a prohibition with a penalty of kares. But since it's just a lav, it's a prohibition to be married to a mamzer, there can be kiddushin on top of that.
So basically, Rabbi, we're learning here, in normal, if somebody slept with a girl who's not nesua, which we make her zona, but he can pay her father the 50, whatever, and become married her.
That's true.
And Kohenet cannot do it.
If I'm
learning from this writer.
A Kohen, you mean?
Kohenet.
No, but with him himself, maybe he would be allowed to. Maybe according to Belaz or not? Yeah, okay. As a can't marry a Kohen. Okay, Udalo, says the Gemara now, Udalo Kiriabi Meir. Now this Brisa, which says that a daughter of a Kohen who's lost some of her sanctity by marrying, let's say, a mamzer, still has the status of daughter of a Kohen, that if she sleeps around and she's not loyal to her husband, she would get the punishment of burning because she's desecrating the kahuna. This is not like Rabbi Meir. The time we lived in a Brisa, Bas Kohen, Shenisus Li Yisrael, a daughter of a Kohen who marries an Israelite, the Achla Truma. So now she's not allowed to eat Truma. If she made a mistake, she forgot that this was Truma and she ate it. So it's like a regular non-Kohen who eats Truma. So therefore, Ms. Shalemet, she would she's not a non-Kohen who eats Truma. Meshalemes is a keren. She just pays the principal. She doesn't have to pay the fine of a fifth. Ena meshalemes is a choma. She doesn't have to add another fifth. Umisasa bisrefa. But if she sleeps around, then she would be killed with the more severe punishment of burning. Nisus lechem and apsulim. If she married someone who's disqualified to her, let's say a mamzer, then meshalemes keren v'chomesh. If she by mistake ate chuma, she has to pay the amount plus an extra fifth. It's as if a non-Kohen ate the chuma. Umisasa bechenek. And if she sleeps around, she doesn't get the punishment of burning. She just gets the punishment of choking. Div Rabbi Meir, that's the view of Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir feels that when she's married to someone that she's not allowed to, she loses the status of Bas Kohen. Chachamim, the sages disagree. They say, Zuv Zuv Mishalmos Karen Velo Chomesh. Both of these women, if they were to eat truma by mistake, would pay the principal, but without having to add a fifth. But umisas and bisrefa, there's still a bas kohen. As a bas kohen, the death would still be burning. So that's like our brisa. Okay, now continuing to the end of the brisa. Rebbe Lezer says, es avia with her father, bisrefa, the punishment is burning. Ves chamia, and with her father-in-law, biskila, the punishment is stoning. So what is he talking about? What does he mean? My esavia, what is the meaning of with her father? The eschamia, and with her father-in-law. Elam, if you're going to tell me, esavia with her father means meavia, from her father. The eschamia, and with her father-in-law means mechamia, from her father-in-law. So then, that she has relations with her father-in-law, she has relations with her father. So my area bas kohen. Why is this special about a daughter of a kohen? A few bas Yisrael nami, as we said earlier from Rava, any daughter who has relations with her father gets sreifa. Nami bito besreifa. The daughter, they would get sreifa. And any father-in-law who has relations with his daughter-in-law kalaso beskila. The punishment would be stoning. So what's the chiddush here? So the Gemara says, Ella Esavia. So what does Rebbe Elazar mean with her father? It means like this, Bereshus Avia. When she's in the domain of her father, namely she's only an Arusa, then she gets Srefa. The Eschamia, when she's with her father-in-law, because she's fully married, she's in a Su already, then Bereshus Chamia, so then she gets Skila. So the Gemara says, so come on, who is this following? Ikra Rabbanan, if it's the Rabbanan, Ha'amri, they say, Nesua Yatzel Esreifa V'lo Arusa. They say that only a Nesua, Bas Kohen, gets burning. Instead of being choked, she gets burned to death. But an Arusa, who's as the Israelis, would have been stoned, a Bas Kohen also is stoned. So that's not like them. Ikri Rabbi Shimon, if you can say it's Rabbi Shimon who holds that burning is worse, Ha'amri, Rabbi Shimon says, Achas Arusa V'achas Nesua B'Esreifa. He says that both a Bas Kohen who is Arusa, as well as a Bas Kohen who is Nesu'ah, would get the punishment of being burned. And here you're saying that Eschamia, when she's in the domain of her father-in-law, namely when she's Nesu'ah, she gets Skila. That's not like Rabbi Shimon. If it's going to be like Rabbi Shmuel, but he says, Arusa Yatzis L'Sreifa, if she's a Bas Kohen who's Arusa, you know, Es Avia, she gets burned for immorality. The low Nesua, but if she's a Bas Kohen who's a Nesua, she doesn't get burned, but he doesn't say she gets Skila. It should be Eschamia, if she's with her father-in-law, because she's fully Nesua, Cheneku, she should be getting choking. So Shalach Ravin Mishmedri Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. So Ravin sent, in the name of Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina, Kachi Hatzah Shal Mishnah. This is the way to explain the lesson of Rabbi Elazar. The Olam Krabbanan. It's Rabbi Elazar holds like the Rabbanan that a Bas Kohen who is Arusa, who's betrothed, who's disloyal, gets stoned. A Bas Kohen who's Nesua, who's disloyal, gets burned. V'achikam, this is the way to read his line. Kol shi lemata mimisa savia. Anything where it is lower than the death of a woman with her father, let's say a daughter has relations with her father, what's the punishment, as we said? It's burning. So anything which is less than that, a punishment less than burning. So what's a punishment less than burning? Choking. And what's the situation of choking? A Nesua woman who has relations. Umayniyu, what is that? A Nesua Bas Yisrael. A situation of a Nesua. Tehilu Nesua Bas Yisrael Bechenek. Because a Nesua Bas Yisrael who has relations, she gets killed with choking. So anyone which should have been choking, hach, over here, the Misa Savia, she does get the penalty that she would have gotten for being with her father. Bisrefa, she gets burned. In other words, a Bas Kohen who's Nesua Avia, that means if normally it would have been less than what would be with father, since she's the daughter of a Kohen, she gets what would have been with father, she gets burned. But Kolshi, any situation that's normally Lamala Mimisas Avia, punishment worse than the death with father, namely, what's the death that a daughter gets for sleeping with father? Burning. What's the punishment worse than burning? Stoning. Umayniyu, what's the situation of stoning? In Arusa Bas Yisrael, a Israelite woman who is betrothed, who's disloyal, Dila Arusa Bas Yisrael Ba'alma Beskila, she gets stoning. Sa'ach, over here, if she's a Bas Kohen who's an Arusa, the Misas Chamia, she gets the death of having had intercourse with a father-in-law, which is Skila, which is stoning. Maskefler Rabbi Yirmiyah, so Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't like this explanation of Ravin. Midi lamala lamata katani. Is there any mention of punishment worse than the intercourse with father, or a punishment less than the intercourse with father? Elam Rabbi Yirmiyah, therefore Rabbi Yirmiyah said a different explanation of Rabbi Elazar's line. Lo'olam Kribb Yishmael, Rabbi Elazar holds like Kribb Yishmael, that a daughter of a Kohen who's an Arusa, who's betrothed, who's disloyal, she gets burned. But if she's a Nesua, then she'd get what every Yisraelis would get, she'd get choked. Lachi Kamas. This is the way to read it. Es Avia, with her father, meaning Birshus Avia, when she's still in the domain of her father, namely because she's only betrothed. If she's then disloyal, Besreifa, her punishment is to be burnt. The Es Chamia. And what does it mean, with her father-in-law? Mei Chamia, if she has relations with her father-in-law, then, and she's married, then she gets skila. She gets stoned, even though normally a person, a woman who has relations with, if she'd have relations with any other man, she would get chenek, she would get choked. With her father-in-law, she gets stoned.
Rabbi, is the assumption here that the woman is consenting to all of these
relationships? Yes, for sure, for sure. Amar Rava, so Rava said, I don't understand that. So how could it be that Maishna, why would one phrase Esavia mean in the domain and the other phrase Eschamia mean literally to have intercourse with? O Edi V'Edi Mamish, either both are saying intercourse with, O Edi V'Edi Rishus, or both should be in the domain. Ela Amar Rava, so therefore Rava suggests the way to explain Rav Elazar is like this. Li'olam, the way to explain it is Esavia with her father means she's still in the domain of father because she's only betrothed. Eschamia with her father-in-law means that she's already nesua, so she's fully out of the domain of father. But Rebbe Lazar holds Rabbi Shimon, holds like Rabbi Shimon, that being burned is worse than being stoned. So therefore, so Kasavar Rebbe Lazar is saying like this: nesua kearusa. If the Bas Kohen is an arusa, so then she gets a punishment worse than a Bas Yisrael. A Bas Yisrael would be stoned if she is disloyal when she is arusa. A daughter of a Kohen who is betrothed, who is disloyal, gets a worse punishment. She gets burned. So too, there's a daughter of a Kohen who's in a Suwa also gets a worse punishment than what a daughter of a Yisrael who is in a Suwa would get. So ma arusa, just like an arusa. Chadarga maskinan lo, we move her up one level. So a daughter of a Yisraelis who's arusa, who's disloyal, gets stoned. She gets a worse punishment. Miskila l'sreifa, she gets burned. So now Rabbi Elazar is saying, af nesua, so to a daughter of a Kohen if she's a nesua. So a Bas Yisrael who's nesua, who's disloyal, gets choked. But a daughter of a Kohen, because she's desecrating the kahuna, gets moved up one level. Chadarga maskinan la, mechenek l'skila. Instead of her getting choked, she gets stoned. Maskeflor b'chanina. So b'chanina challenged this idea for Belezer. Ha'idi v'idi Rabbi Shimon b'sreifa kamer. If you're going to say Belezer holds like Rabbi Shimon holds that every bat Kohen, both the daughter of a Kohen who is arusa, and the daughter of the Kohen who is nesua, get sreifa, they get burned. Ella Amaravina, so Ravina said, you have to say like this, the Olam, you have to say that Rabbi Elazar is like the Rabbana. They hold Skila is worse than Sreifa, and an Arus, a Bas Kohen who is betrothed, gets Skila. A Bat Kohen who is Nesua is the one who gets Sreifa. So what does it mean? With her father, there is burning. With her father-in-law, there is stoning. You have to flip around the brisa. Say it like this. Esavia, when she is with her father, namely that she's only betrothed, since stoning is worse, then she gets skila. Eschamia, if she's with her father-in-law, for she's fully nesua, then if she's disloyal, she gets burned. Bisrefa. Vaidekamar Esavia. Now the reason why it calls her, why Rabbi Elazar calls it Esavia with her father-in-law, not just arusa, he's just being dragged along the language of the pasuk. Okay. That ends the explanation of the brisa. So now, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Rav, Rav Nachman said the name of Rav, Halacha, Kedishalach Ravin, Mishmeid Rabbi Yosef Ribchanina. Halacha is like Ravin's explanation, namely that Ravin said that what's the meaning of Rabbi Elazar? If the penalty is less than what she would have gotten for being with her father, and being with her father, she would have gotten burning. So if the penalty here is less, namely in Arusa, the penalty is less, it's Skila, so then she gets the penalty of father, she gets burning. But if the penalty is worse than what she would have gotten, I'm sorry, Nesua, the penalty is less. But if the penalty is worse than what she would have gotten with her father, namely skila, so then if she is with her, she has relations, namely an arusa gets a punishment worse than what a girl who sleeps with father gets. So an arusa, she gets the penalty of sleeping with a father-in-law, she gets skila. Like the view of the Chacham. That's how Ravin explained. So the Gemara now says, Rav said halacha is the way Ravin explained in the name of Rabbi Yosef Chanina. So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Hilchos al Mashicha. Do you say halachos that are not relevant? Do we say halachos for the times of Mashiach? We have to deal with the practical halacha. We don't have a Sanhedrin. We can't carry out these death penalties. So why are we even discussing this? Amalei Abaye said, well, according to your logic, let's not learn Kachim, because that's also not relevant right now. Hilchos al Mashiach, is it halacha for the times of Mashiach? Ella, so what do you have to say? Even though these are not relevant now, Drosh v'kabel sechar, through the interpretation and learning the topic, you get the reward of knowing it. Achanami drosh v'kabel sechar. So here too, you should learn these halachos, even though it's not practical, you get reward for learning it. So what was the question? So Gemara explains like this. Achikami, this is what it means. Hilcha salamali, what do you mean, halacha? This is not an argument about the halacha. Halacha's not like a belezer. It's only sugi d'shmaitu. This question is just how do you explain the language of a belezer? But everybody agrees that an arusa gets skila, and a bas kohen who is nesua, who's disloyal, is the one who gets sreifa. So why was he halacha kamar? Why was he saying halacha? Okay. So now, we quoted earlier that according to Rabbi Yishmael, a daughter of a Kohen who is an Arusa, who's Mezana, she gets burning. But if she's Nesua and she's Mezana, she gets choked. My Rabbi Yishmael, where did Rabbi Yishmael say this? The Tanya, it's in the following Braisa. The verse says, Uvas Ish Kohen, the daughter of a man who's a Kohen. Ki Sechel is Nos, if she desecrates through Znos, she desecrates her father, she should be burnt by fire. Benaira, v'hi arusa, kasam edaber. It's referring to a girl who has to be 12, between 12 and 12 and a half, and she's betrothed. Atom, benaira, v'hi arusa, ein elafim nesua. Maybe it's referring to even a girl who's fully married. Tamaloma, that's what the verse says. Ish asher yin afes, ish asher yin afes, ish asher eyu, mos yumas, hanu efa, hanu afes. It says a man who has nus with a married woman, they are to be put to death. Hanu efa, hanu afes. So put to death means choking. Hakola you bechlala no efa no afes. Now when it says there no efa no afes, that means everyone. That means everyone, all types of married women. Then otzi akasav bas Yisrael beskila. The Torah says explicitly that an Israelite who is arusa, she gets skila. Now it's saying bas kohen, she gets sreifa. So makash otzi akasav bas Yisrael beskila arusa v'lo nesua. Just like when the Israelite woman gets skila, it's only when she's arusa, not if she's nesua. After shotzi akasav bas kohen l'sreifa, Rabbi Shmuel holds it's only if she's arusa, and not if she is nesua. Okay, going back to the brisa said zomim mea, but the false witnesses about a bas kohen, they would not be given burning. Ubo alan, the man who sleeps with her, also doesn't get burning. Why? So the Gemara says, but doesn't the pasuk say? But doesn't the Torah say you should do to him what he wanted to do to his brother? So, Bo'Allah, the man who had relations, my kasher zamamika. So where's their, the way he was plotting? Ella, so what it means like this, zomameha, those who falsely testify about her, they get the punishment that the husband gets. Yishum shenem, that the man gets, not her punishment. Yishum shenem, because the verse says, Vasi semlo, that in zomamim you do to them, kasher zamam lasos la'achiv, as he was plotting to do to the brother. So lo lachoso, not what he was plotting to do to the sister. Div Rabbi Shmuel, that's a view of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says, Achas Arusa, Va'achas Nesua, whether Bas Kohen is Arusa or Nesua, Yatza Lesrefa. Then, if she has immorality, she gets burned. Yachal Afilu Pnuya, maybe even if she's single, So Namar Kanavia, it says here, her father she's desecrating. Namar Lahalan, it says in regards to Namar Morasa, via her father, Malahalan's Nus and Zika Sabal, just like there, it's Nus with their connection to a father, to a husband. Afkan's Nus and Zika Sabal. So to here, it's only his Nus when there's a connection to a husband. Amalir Bishmal, Bishmal said to Rabbi Akiva, Imalahalan Nair via Rusa, Afkan Nair via Rusa. So maybe the Baskoin has to be only 12 and she has to be Arusa. Amalir Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said back to him, Yishmal Achi, Yishmal my brother. The verse could have said Baskoin. The fact that it said Uvas, the extra Vav, Ani Doresh, I interpret to include more women. Amar Leis, Rabbi Shmuel said, Rechim Yipnesh, Ata Doresh, Bas, Ubas, because you like to interpret the Vav. Notzi Zu, L'Sreifa, we're now going to take out this girl and give her burning instead of choking. V'mashma L'Havi, Eshanesua. So, Havi Eshapnuya, if you want to include also a woman who is Nesua, let include also a woman who is single. Now, if you're going to exclude a single woman, so Hotzi Yasanasua, also you should exclude a woman who's Nesua. Rabbi Kiva will tell you no. Ahani Gzeira Shava, the fact that this Gzeira Shava helps, that excludes if she's single. Ahani, the fact that it should have said Bas, and instead it says Ubas, the extra Vav, the Rabbis Yasanasua, to include if she is Nesua. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Midakamale Bas Ubas. He thought that once Rabbi Akiva was saying Bas and Bas, Shmamina Hadarim Gzeira Shava, he was rejecting the Gzeira Shava. He didn't realize that he was still holding on to the Gzeira Shava. We can say a Kaddish Drabanan, Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha.